Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3323. Audrey's expression changed drastically. "Old sir, is there no way to let my loyal uncle live a few more years?" the old miracle doctor said. "My master and apprentice have grown good medicine, which we have used on him many times. We have tried our best. The reason he can last so long is because of our recuperation of his body and the obsession in his heart. Despite the absence of your mother's significant retaliation, your prosperous lifestyle and the presence of influential individuals in your care comfort your devoted uncle, who believes he can entrust the task of retribution to you, the head of the family. The obsession is gone. As I mentioned earlier, the spirit's relief won't last long. In addition, he is nearly 100 years old. Even if that day comes, you must accept it calmly. Live 100 years. Live 100 years. How many people can really live 100 years? Audrey looked into the room, concerned. The old miracle doctor, aware of her concern that Uncle Jimenez might fall asleep in this manner, reassured her, saying, "He can still hold on even before he gives you the evidence. He has hidden the evidence himself. We have never asked or looked at it. Uncle Jimenez never had 100% trust in them, according to the final analysis. They didn't blame Uncle Jimenez either. It was also because they didn't want to meddle in other people's business. Titus was also burdened with a blood feud. They had never thought of helping Titus get revenge. They simply educated Titus about the possibility of seeking revenge in the future. That was Titus's business. Titus was still his disciple, so he had no interest in revenge, let alone Uncle Jimenez's desire to avenge the previous head of the family." The old miracle doctor said, "We won't stay here for too long. Once we return with him and get the evidence and hand it over to you, let him live in your house for a while." Audrey said, "That's right. Uncle Jimenez is the person close to my mother and also my elder. At his age, he should stop flying around. He should stay, and I will take care of Uncle Jimenez in his old age." "Well, if you miss your old friendship and have this heart, we can rest assured. The old miracle doctor, he once said that after he leaves, he hopes to bury him next to your mother's grave. He said that he would take good care of your mother. If there is a next life, he will never let your mother experience any mishaps again." Audrey agreed. Uncle Jimenez was the person her mother trusted most and was also the most loyal to her. He would protect her mother after his death, and with this loyalty, she would definitely fulfill his wishes. Audrey said, "Old gentleman, you should go and have a rest quickly. I'm sorry for bothering a few old gentlemen and accompanying my Uncle Jimenez here in the cold weather. It's not cold in Wiltspoon. We are accustomed to the cold, having lived in ice and snow every day. The coldness in Wiltspoon is nothing to mention." The old miracle doctor said so and went to rest in his guest room. They were much younger than Uncle Jimenez, but they were also at the age of old people. Maybe it's because they lived a relaxed and comfortable life after retiring and didn't run around like they did when they were young. These old bones really felt like they were falling apart after a trip to Wiltspoon. In front of the juniors, everyone was holding on mainly, there were still legends about a few buddies circulating around the world. In the eyes of the younger generation, A.E. were all's Akiksat and Avil the Worldja were almost said to have become immortals. After waiting for the elderly to rest, Audrey went downstairs. Mom. Her children looked at her worriedly. Audrey said warmly, I'm fine, you don't have to worry. What kind of storms have Cat Espinosa? Your Dad Jimenez is not in good health and is too old. He has already gone to bed. Please try not to go upstairs and disturb these elderly people. Audrey looked at Serenity and said warmly, Saren, you are pregnant and get tired easily, G9 home with Omiscary to rest first. If you have energy in the evening, come over and have dinner with your loyal grandpa. They won't stay long before they leave. It was fate to meet several seniors at once, a fate that many people couldn't even imagine. The Stones' guest room was arranged for several elderly people to rest. Chapter 3324. Serenity then said, Auntie, I'll come back in the evening. Audrey hummed. Audrey said, You'll pick up Sonny and come with him this afternoon. After a pause, Audrey added, The old man said that Uncle Jimenez doesn't have many days left. Let the juniors let him see. Him. Everyone looked at each other's faces. Serenity asked with concern, What is Grandpa Jimenez's disease? Maybe it's the sequelae of previous injuries. The elderly are also a little bit sick, and he's too old. Audrey sighed and said no more. The old miracle doctor wanted them to be mentally prepared. I'll pick up Sonny in the afternoon and come with him. Serenity also understood that Uncle Jimenez was too old and his wishes had expired, so he often couldn't hold on for long. Serenity added, Auntie, do you want to notify my sister to come back? Audrey said, No need for now. Uncle Jimenez hasn't handed over the evidence to me yet, so he should be fine in the near future. Next time he comes over, I will let him live in my house, and our family will provide for him until he retires. Uncle Jimenez never married and had no children. Treating her two sisters as if they were her own children, Audrey felt that it was right for her to provide for Uncle Jimenez until he died. The younger generation had to go to work and was so busy that they didn't have time to take care of the elderly. Audrey and her husband retired at home and happened to take care of Uncle Jimenez. Maybe, with their company, Uncle Jimenez could live longer. Serenity said, Then wait until my sister comes back for the new year, and then come over to see Grandpa Jimenez. Audrey said, Yes. The matter of your Grandpa Jimenez's visit should be kept secret for now and don't spread out. That old woman in Jensburg is still looking for Uncle Jimenez's whereabouts. She may have found out some information. Everyone replied, I will never tell anyone. Audrey still trusted her juniors very much, and they all kept their mouths shut. You can reveal a little bit of information to Catherine and see how Catherine reacts, but don't make it too clear. Audrey still needed to test her cousin again. I'll call Liberty later in the evening and tell her. Liberty only had some time at night. Serenity hummed. Audrey said, Go back and have a good rest. Zachary, take Saren back. Zachary stood up and said goodbye to Audrey, her husband, and everyone. He held Serenity's hand, and the couple left together. Serenity said, Husband, you can go to work, I will go home by myself. Zachary hugged her and let her lean against him. He said softly, Elle won't go back to the Foie S.E. Pa M1 D.S.P.C.G.D. Caclia E. Company for a day or two, nothing will happen when Elle accompany you home. Get some rest. We'll pick up Sunny together in the afternoon and come back together. Serenity looked up at Zachary for a moment, then leaned back against him. Serenity said, "Husband, thank you giving me support and giving me peace of mind." Zachary chuckled. "We are husband and wife, we are a favit seheelite.thawd too intrusive. I will be your support for the rest of your life." Serenity said nothing more and just hugged his waist. It was great to have him. End of chapters 3323 to 3324 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.